Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
The Bible tells us that God is our ever-present help in times of need. Therefore, we, like David, can cry out to God, "Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me," and He will answer us. In today's message, Pastor Joel continues the series entitled, From the Pit to the Promise, Our Help Comes from the Lord.
I've heard stories of first responders working around the clock with little or no personal protective equipment in efforts to save lives, to help save those in need. So yes, the Lord does send people to aid others, and we applaud that for sure. All right. But we also need to recognize and not forget that man can only do so much. It's God that can not only rescue mankind from this plague, but completely remove this plague from mankind. You see what I mean? And man can't do that. The only one that can do that is the Lord himself. All right. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. We must realize that God is sovereign. He's sovereign. And that means what? That he has absolute power over all things. That's what it means, all right? Yeah. That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense because after all, God created all of this. That means he created the world and the universe and everything else. And if you know God's sovereignty, you know that it's not even a question. This is the one who can help us. Do you want to know how sovereign God is? Let me just go here for a minute. Let me read some things to you. Here's a note. The planet Earth is located in one galaxy, all right? Now, science estimates that the universe contains at least somewhere between 200 billion to 2 trillion galaxies. All right, here's another scientific fact. There are over 500 billion planets in our galaxy alone. All right, and that's a low-end estimate, mind you. Some speculate on the higher end, between 800 million to 3.2 trillion planets. Somewhere out there. That's a fact. Not to mention the thousands of other planetary stars and solar systems that are out there. Now, I'm just saying, come, let us reason together. This is the thing. It's God who created all that is in the heavens and all that is on the earth and all that is under the earth. In other words, he created all of this. Now, if he put all this together, if he put all this into existence, because again, God spoke the world into existence. He spoke the world into being. Then it stands to reason that it's only God who truly knows how to maintain and restore the world when things are out of order.
Amen.
See him as the righteous judge hitting the gavel saying, "We will now come to order." That's what we got to understand. All right. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to the book of Luke.
Okay. Luke 8:22 to
25.
Okay, starting with 22. Now it happened on a certain day, hallelujah, that he got into a boat with his disciples, talking about Jesus.
Yes.
And he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side of the lake."
Mm-hmm.
And they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water. And they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. It says they were in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. In jeopardy.
In jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, we are perishing.
Mm-hmm.
Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm.
Mm-hmm.
But he said to them, "Where is your faith?"
Mm-hmm.
And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, "Who can this be? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him."
Oh, praise God. Oh, I thought you didn't know. I'm telling you. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
See, we see another example right here. This is an example of the power of God. Here in the New Testament, we see how Jesus simply gives a command and the fierce, tumultuous winds and seas become still.
Mm-hmm.
Peace be still.
Peace be still.
Calm ensued. And that's all it takes from God, see?
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, if God can speak the world into existence, he can speak it into submission.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Am I right? As a matter of fact, the world is already submitted to God. All right? It's just a time that there's a time that he's allowing the prince of the air to do certain things. All right. God allows certain things. But make no mistake about it. He's in control of everything. Amen. Because in the book of Job, chapter 38, 11, it tells how God tells the seas, this far you may come, but no farther. Mm-hmm. All right. And he says that to the seas themselves. He said, here, your proud waves must stop. This is the Lord talking. This is the God we serve. But as a matter of fact, let's go there for a moment. Pastor, let's take us to Job 38 and read this. This is going to be so good. Let's read from verse 1 to 18. I'm sorry. Some things that we just got
to
do.
Job 38, verses 1 to 18.
Read that for us.
Then the Lord answered Job out of a whirlwind and said, who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the fountains of the earth?
Foundations
of the earth. Let me read that again. I want to get the Lord's Slow word down. Right. Yes. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Mm-hmm. Tell me, if you have understanding, who determines its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors? When it burst forth and issued from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band? When I fixed my limit for it and set bars and doors? When I said, this far you may come, but no further, and here your proud waves must stop.
Come on.
Have you commanded the morning since your days begin and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth and the wicked be shaken out of it? It takes our form like clay under a seal. It stands out like a garment. From the wicked, their light is withheld, and the uprising arm is broken. Have you entered the springs of the sea? Or have you walked in search of the depths? Have the gates of death been revealed to you? Or have you seen the doors of the shadow of death? Have you comprehended the death of the breadth of the earth? Tell me if you know all this.
Praise
Where
God.
Is the way
Praise
to
God.
The dwelling of light
That's it.
And darkness?
That's it.
Ooh, I'm getting
That's
carried
it,
away.
Please. That's
Hallelujah.
It. Thank you, sister. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Now, praise God. What can we say? This is the God we serve. If he can do all that, then he can do all that's needed for us. Amen. That's
Hallelujah.
The point we're trying to get across. What can we determine from this? That amazing and surreal line of questioning that of Job by the Lord. It tells you. I don't even know where to begin in explaining the sovereignty of God, the all-encompassing sovereignty of God. From the very first verse of Job, the part which says, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. That line alone tells us enough about the sovereignty of God. You see, if God can choose to show up on the scene and speak out of a whirlwind, then God can control the flow of the wind.
Praise
Amen.
God, I feel like shouting.
This is what we're talking about.
Hallelujah.
You got to know where your help
you gotta know.
Comes from.
You gotta
Even
know.
When you don't know the way, you've got to know that God is the way.
Yes.
Amen. He can come out of a whirlwind. Think about that, folks. If God, who is the light, can manifest himself in the dark shroud of a cloud, then I, for one, I'm going to be very interested in seeing what else he can do. I'm going to sit down and fold my hands and say, Lord, what else can you do? Okay? And this is the mindset that we need to know. But see, if you don't know where your help comes from, you don't know where to go to get help.
Amen.
We've got to
Amen.
Know that we can go to the Lord. I mean, if you don't know God, wouldn't you at least be curious when you read something like this? That's why it's so important to know the Word of God.
Amen.
And it's time we started reading this Word, folks. If you want peace, if you want assurance, then you've got
yes,
to know assurance. Where your help comes
yes.
from, all right? But guess what, church? We don't have time to speculate anymore. Mm-hmm. You don't have time to speculate anymore, all right? Because God has given us a pretty good description of what he is all about. There's no need for speculation. We see very clearly the omnipotent and omniscient nature of God. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that now, all right? Just from these aforementioned mind-boggling things that he shared in the book of Job. And I'll tell you what, there are three more pages in that, page 39, 40, 41, those pages, even more of what God has done throughout this Bible, not just in Job. No one we've ever seen or heard comes remotely close to being able to do any of the things that God mentions in this Bible. No one, no one you know. Just remember that the Bible contains all kinds of information about the Lord, not only this dialogue in Job, but all throughout the books of the Bible. He spoke to Job very candidly about his resume. He said, I'm the one. Make no mistake about it. Don't darken my counsel, my friend. He said, I'm the one. He said, I'm the one. So obviously we know that God is able to not only design the world, but he can just as handily rebuke the wind and the waves as Amen. He did when Jesus walked the earth. Amen. He can rebuke that and anything else, quite frankly, that needs to be rebuked. He can rebuke it. Anything that needs to be corrected, God can correct it.
Amen.
That's what we need to know.
Amen.
Now we see all of this biblical truth about God, our creator. God, and we need to know who he is. I want you to know, all of you that are watching, because I imagine there are people that are going to watch this from different faiths and different beliefs. Let me tell you right now, God is not Allah. God is not Muhammad. God is not some man-made idol. God is not Buddha. God is not Hare Krishna. God is not a feeling, okay? He is not some obscure higher power. He's not that, okay? He's not some new age feeling that persuades us to try to be gods ourselves. He's not that either. He's God. He's God by himself. He's God alone. He's God that has the keys of Hades and of death. He's God that can unlock the door to security and tranquility. He is the God of all creation. And nothing else, nobody else will do.
Yes.
That's what we need to know. Our God is the one true God. He's the living God. He is the God who was and is to come. He is the Alpha and the Omega.
Yes.
He has no beginning, no end, and no equals. We've got to know that.
Yes.
That's where our help comes from. He's our Father. He's God the Son. He's God the Holy Spirit. He solves the problems. He can solve the problem of this pandemic.
Hallelujah.
I said before, it's a problem to us, but it sure is not a problem to God.
Yes.
Okay?
Hallelujah.
He knows all about this pandemic.
Yes.
Only through God, only through our Lord Jesus Christ, can we find the help we need to be saved, to survive this pandemic.
Yes.
Huh? That's what the Lord wants you all to understand. That's what the Lord wants the world to understand. This, look at what it says here. Let me read this. Psalm 46. I'm going to go there. You all, I know you're going to get there before me. You
I
all
got
usually
it. Psalm
do.
46 what?
No, Psalm 46 and 1.
46 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
A very present
help in trouble.
Go ahead and read 2 and 3.
And 2 and 3 says, therefore, we will not fear,
will not
even
fear.
Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling.
Amen.
So loud.
Amen. 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 We love the word. I love the word of God because it's strength to our bones. Amen. That's what it is. And we need it right now. You all. You all need it more than ever. We need it right now. So thank you, Pastor. Okay.
Amen.
This confirms, okay, this Psalm 46, it confirms again that in the Lord we find what? What does it say? It said God is our what?
Refuge.
In the Lord we find refuge. All right? The same as it says in Psalm 91 and 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen?
Amen.
So the Bible is consistent, very consistent, that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That means that God is present right here. He's not just present in this time of trouble. He's very present. Sometimes you can't see the answer because of the trial that you're going through. But God is present even in the storm.
Thank you, Lord. Did you see
what it said, what he told Job? It said he showed up, the writer said he showed up in the whirlwind. Okay? God is in this thing. God is everywhere at one time. He's a very present help in time of trouble.
Help.
The problem is, if we look at the trouble, we don't see God.
Yes.
But if we look at the God, it's going to be harder for us to recognize the trouble. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's a very present help in time of trouble. The TV is going to mess you up. The news is going to
mess you up.
Okay? Statistics are going to
mess you up.
But God is going to pick you up.
Yes.
God is going to lift you up.
Yes.
God is going to set you high upon a rock, as it says in his word. Okay? He's going to protect you. He's going to deliver you and honor you with long life. He'll satisfy you and show us his salvation. That's what the word of God says. And that's what he'll do. That's why you got to know where your help comes from. We got to know that our help is from the Lord. And that is what it's saying right here. Our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We got to understand.
Thank you, Lord.
Now listen, and I want you to understand this too. Understand that this text doesn't mean that when you go through life, you're never going to have to endure some trial. That's not true. You don't think that you're never going to have to endure some suffering. That's not the case. Obviously, we're all going through some suffering right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going through some difficult times right now. My wife loves to hug everybody, anybody. Anybody with two arms or no arms, she's going to hug you anyway. Don't run. She's going to get to you. But she can't right now because she's sequestered. So we're all going through something right now, okay? But what it means, what this text is relating to us is that God, through Jesus Christ, will cover you, okay? He'll get you through whatever suffering, whatever schism that may come. This is nothing but a schism right now.
Yeah.
There's a break in the action right now. Mm-hmm. God has called a time out for the world, like I said, okay? Whatever grief, whatever trouble this plague might bring, even death itself, don't you worry about it.
Yes.
That's right. I said even death. You know why I said even death? Because the fact is, it's the fear of death or dying that frightens human beings.
Mm-hmm.
All right, God knows that. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Nobody wants to die. People scared to die. And that's understandable. Okay? That's understandable. Especially when you don't know the Lord.
Yes.
Well, the Bible teaches us that through Christ Jesus, death itself has been defeated.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on now. Death itself has been defeated. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 26 to 28, I think it says. It explains it in detail, but we can't go into all that right now. I'm not going to digress and go into that. But you just read 1 Corinthians 15 in your study time. You got time now. Don't say you don't have time now. Some of y'all not even working now. You're right there at home. Get that Bible and read about 1 Corinthians 15 in your study time, because we don't have time to cover it right now. But I will ask Pastor Annalisa to take us to a shorter text. We should serve notice to everyone, all right, around the world, not to fear death should it come, all right? And then I'll get back into my point about God's sovereignty. But right now, Pastor, take us for a minute to the book of John and tell us what Jesus says in John 11, 25, 26.
Jesus said, in verses 11, 25, and 26, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Mm. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Mm-hmm. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
Do you believe this? Thank
Do you,
Pastor.
Do you believe this? Amen.
Do you believe this?
Amen.
This is Jesus talking. He says that I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, shall live. And he who lives and believes in me, whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. That's what he's saying. Then he asked the question, do you believe this? This was before he brought Lazarus out. Lazarus was a dead man. Lazarus had been in the tomb, and Jesus called him out. Now, this is what we need to know, that this is the same God that we serve today.
Amen.
He's still available to us today. He's sovereign. He's a very present help in time of need, all right? So death is nothing more than a crossing over.
Amen.
That's what we have to know about death. You came into this world by yourself, even if you were a twin. My wife is a twin, but you know what? They didn't come in right together. Somebody had to squeeze out somewhere at some time. And guess what? You're probably going to leave here by yourself.
Amen.
You may be with a group of people or maybe not. But the point I'm trying to make, I don't want to get too far from it. I don't want to confuse anybody, get you all thinking the wrong way or anything like that. I'm saying that, like Jesus is saying, death is a transition from this life, which is the natural life, to a life in Christ, which is spiritual. It's a life in Christ that's spiritual. And that life means that we will remain forever in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
That's not something to fear, you all. That's something that some people are looking forward to. Okay?
Absent
praise God. Absent from the body.
Present
with the Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen. Win-win situation.
So back to the main point. The main point for the sermon is seeing where our help comes from. That is what I want you all to understand. It comes from the Lord. It comes from Christ Jesus. Got to know that. Look, people, this coronavirus, this plague didn't just happen upon us. Okay? It didn't just come upon us by accident, all right? As devastating as it is, it's not a new thing to God, I'm telling you. For example, back in Exodus, all right, plagues were used in Egypt as leverage. Remember, God used plagues as leverage to convince Pharaoh to free the children of Israel from bondage. Do you remember that? Those of you that know your Bible, you know that. He sent plagues, okay? He sent a bunch of different things. He allowed those plagues to come to leverage Pharaoh. We always say God won't force you. Oh, he knows how to convince you, though, doesn't he? He convinced Pharaoh, didn't he? Okay? You see, Pharaoh had great power, all right? He had great acclaim. But what he didn't know is that God has all power and all acclaim.
Yes.
That's what he didn't know. Now, I wonder how many pharaohs that we have, how many do we have in the world today? I just wonder. How many crooked men, how many crooked little men and crooked little women seated in power or acclaim? How many kings, how many queens, how many presidents in power, okay? How many presidents in governments, how many CEOs in Fortune 500 businesses, how many producers and directors in Hollywood who believe inwardly that they have all power? Oh, I believe there are a few, more than a few, huh? How many celebrities, how many actors and actresses, okay, who think that they're above the law? How many have we seen that have been illegally exploited the education system, huh? Due to their elite status. How many pharaohs do we have out there who believe that their children's entrance into America's most prestigious universities should be a pacifier or a silver spoon in the mouth, while so many more that don't have the education are scuffling just to get by?
Amen.
These are just some examples, you all. A few points to ponder, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Why things could be the reason. Huh? Could be. But can't you see that God might allow something to come and sweep over the world and the country just to get us right? Can we see that? In order to save this dying world?
Yes.
We've got to see that. Remember, I've said before, in the book of Numbers, chapter 16, the Lord God allowed a plague to wipe out 14,700 people in a matter of seconds. And it was for various acts of disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, saints, those people had been warned already. They had already been warned. Now, how about us today? I'd say we've been warned for decades.
Years.
Hundreds of years, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have the Word of God to instruct us step by step. Yet, many will refuse to see or acknowledge God's warnings. And let me add that the Bible also teaches us that the plagues and other catastrophes can also occur simply due to this being a fallen world. So you may not ever be able to put your finger exactly on what's going on, but God knows. Keep in mind that God revealed to the Apostle John in Revelation 11:6. Listen to this. And there were two witnesses in that revelation. He said they have the power to strike the earth with plagues as often as they like.
Hmm.
You think we don't need some help? We don't need help. We need help. And we need it right now,
right
consistently,
now,
and all the time.
Help, Lord Jesus, help.
Amen. God is our helper, and all power is in His hands. David said, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all." This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Listen, while you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call 707-759-5244. Join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. Walk with us through the Bible Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning into Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of this teaching series with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is good.